But as we fellowship today, we want to first appreciate the Lord for making it possible for us to be counted worthy of His presence today. Let's thank Him for His preservation, protection, and power upon us. Let's thank Him for His sustenance. Let's thank Him for His provision. Let's thank Him for His goodness upon our lives, upon our home, upon everything that He has committed into our hands. Let's thank God for how He has been helping us to overcome the challenges of each day. Let's give Him all the praise. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's thank Him for He is faithful, the promised. He is faithful to make all things beautiful at His own time, at His own season. Let us pray. Bless the name of the Lord for our lives, the gift of life. You know, sometimes we wake up and we kind of exercise faith for the next day. But we our faith in God, it's kind of we don't exercise much faith. Somebody that sleeps today evening had already prepared his mind. Okay, when I wake up tomorrow morning, this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do. This is how do you know you're going to survive the next day? You know, that's another level. So much more as we actually have that mindset. So God wants us to be committed to His cause, to be committed to Him, to be in alignment with Him, to be in communion with Him daily, in the morning, in the noon, in the night. Let us pray that God will help us to experience a sweet fellowship with Him, to experience, you know, a sweet fellowship with Him in so much more that everything we do, we will put God first. We will be committed to His cause. We will act according to the dictates of His word, according to His leading, according to how He wants us to do things, not according to our own strength or human wisdom, not according to our power, but according to the grace He has committed into us. Let's pray that the Lord God Almighty will help us to overcome the challenges of each day continually and will help us to experience the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit consistently within. Where we are lacking in grace, we pray that the Lord God Almighty will strengthen us and will give us the grace to overcome the challenges that is before us. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God Almighty will strengthen our faith in Him. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let us pray that as we look into the Word of God today, the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives, will open our eyes of understanding to be able to see whether with His own lens that which He wants us to see, that which He wants us to know, that which He wants us to embrace through His Word today. That the Lord God Almighty will speak to our heart and life in Jesus' name. That the Word of God will perform the purpose to which it will be delivered to us in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus, we thank You for making this day possibility in our lives. We thank You for Your power upon us. We thank You for Your communion with us. Thank You for making this day possible in our lives. Thank You for the gift of life You've given unto us, not by our power, not by our mind, but by Your grace and Your mercy and Your spirit. Lord, we give Your praise, be exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, we ask Him into this fellowship of family essence, that You will bless our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Open our eyes, that we may see that which You want us to see and to know through Your scriptures in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Father, for what it is done. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today as we look into the Word of God today on family essence. I want to say that the Lord God Almighty will speak to our lives through His Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Today's topic is it's very crucial as well to daily walk with God. It's very crucial to our commitment to God. And without wasting any time, we will consider the Word of God, and we'll be able to see through the light of His Word how God requires an intimacy and a walk with Him. Right from the creation of the world, what God desires is intimacy. Until today, what He desires is intimacy. His purpose of creating man in the Garden of Eden was to create a platform where we will be able to approach Him and be able to ask Him and be able to, you know, walk with Him as He desires, not as we desire, as He desires. And in order for us to be able to do that consistently, daily, God, it will happen by intimacy, by fellowship. And when God created man and put him in the Garden of Eden, he wanted to make sure that man has a platform to be able to commune with God at any point in time. If you're facing challenges, he wants you to be able to approach him as a father. And in order for him to achieve that, he had to create man in order to give him I wouldn't want to use the word a lecture or an education about his person, about his personality. Man then desire that, okay, I think I have my own, you know, cerebral power to do that which I want to do. And that was the temptation, that was what the devil presented to man. And to let man know that they can do without God. God requires intimacy, and that's the same thing that he is trying to achieve in his purpose and agenda for creating man in the world. Today's subject is a closer walk with God, a closer walk with God. And we're going to look at the book of John chapter 4 in verse 24. John chapter 4 and verse 24. Before we look into that passage, I want us to understand that what everyone is looking for in the world today is a walk with God. But man wants to walk with God in his own terms, forgetting the fact that you are a created being, and the person who creates you wants you to have a good knowledge of his person, of his personality, of his nature, of how to walk with him. If you have, for some of us who, you know, who have been into a form of acquaintance kind of friendship, let me put it that way, you would discover that sometimes you try to make friends with people, but there's a kind of barrier. And though making friends with people is legitimate, I mean, let's be friends. But there are some things you notice that does not really synchronize with you, does not really meet your own kind of personality. It's probably you are the type that don't smoke, you are the type that don't drink, you don't go to clubs, you don't lie, you don't steal, you don't, and someone is approaching you with extend a kind of invitation to you to say, oh, let's be friends. And then okay, you say, okay, let's give it a try. And then at the end of the day, you discover that this person used to lie. This person used to steal. This person is worldly. In that kind of instance, you discover that there's already a barrier, because you don't have that kind of attributes or that kind of personality, that kind of traits within you. So it will be hard for you to work with that person. And that's the reason why most friendship actually fail. Even in marriage, you see a husband and wife, oh, they love each other, playing in the garden, you know, they didn't get to know each other. At the end of the day, when they got married, they started knowing each other, and then they discover, wow, we are what an opposite. So it does not, that is exactly the education God was trying to give to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. You discover that in Genesis chapter 17, when God worked with Abraham, he told him, he said, you can not in your own terms walk with me and be thou perfect. You can't do it in your own terms. What is happening in the world today, in the real context of it, is that people want to walk with God on their own terms. If God says, no, don't steal, they say, well, we can still be, I can still go to church, I can still be, you know. There can't be, it will be a dead end. It will be a failed product. There can be life in that. In fact, matter of fact, the day you start sinning, God will just cut off from you. So, in order for us to experience a closer walk with God, it will be in God's own terms, not in our own terms. And the reason why the world is in serious chaos today is that they are looking for, people are looking for ways to walk with God in their own terms. God says don't steal, but they're in the public office stealing. And then they come to church, they still pay their tithe. That is a waste of time and a waste of life. If you see anyone doing that, that's a waste of life. Because there can't be any intimacy anywhere without getting a proper education from God. You cannot experience an intimacy with Him. God is a spirit. And we look at the book of John chapter 4 in verse 24. John chapter 4 in verse 24. You might have read the story before. The woman at the well, when Jesus Christ was trying to, you know, educate the woman and trying to tell her, how to walk with God. So he's trying to tell the woman that what people are doing, people don't really know God. If you know God, what he's yearning for from the beginning of creation till now is intimacy. Even till today, as I speak, what God is craving for is intimacy. And you cannot know God, you cannot know even your co-worker at work, your friend, your husband, your brother. You can't know them until you receive an education. And that education comes by a constant intimacy, a constant knowing, a constant asking, a constant fellowship, a constant, you know, trying to harmonize together. That is exactly the way to know someone. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The book of Amos. You can't walk together except there is an agreement. And that agreement, before you can bond together, you need to know each other. And that's the purpose of courtship. Courtship is to know each other. It's even in marriage. Courtship is meant to know it. But people come and then they don't show themselves fully to the other person. They are not their normal self. And that's the reason why we have a lot of chaos. People living in you know, living a double life. They are not living a single life. Maybe you are the type that, you know, you don't like some certain food, but you try to hide it from your spouse. And then when you guys are now, you start bond, the person will now start discovering some things, and then there is a problem. Because you are living a double standard life. So Jesus Christ, during his capacity building exercise, educated that woman at the well about God and what you must know before you can walk with him. A lot of people come and they say they know God, but they are still stealing. A lot of people come and they say they claim that they know God, but they are still lying. Recently, someone told me about a particular church, and the person who is supposed to be an overseer of that church was falsifying reports. Someone else used to take the Bible, the Sunday school, but then they don't put the person's name when they are presenting the report to the headquarters. They will put someone else's name. That person is not supposed to be an overseer of that church. He's supposed to be maybe in civil service or working as a librarian somewhere, you know, or just working somewhere, not in the house of God. So there's no way that person can educate God's children about the ways of God, because he himself is not walking right with God. When you're falsifying reports, it's also a number of people come to for a Sunday worship service. Maybe there are 15 that came, you reported 30. You don't have it. That person does not have a relationship with God. No intimacy. No intimacy. Any sincere person who wishes to experience a closer walk with God must seek to understand the two dimension of the Christian faith. If you don't understand it, there is a problem already. When Jesus Christ was educating this woman, the book of John chapter 4, in verse 24, it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, when you look at the word there, spirit and truth, or truth and spirit, the truth there is a person. Is a person. If you don't understand that truth, there is no way you have insight into the spirit. These two work together. So these are dimension, the two dimensions of a Christian faith. The truth is a personality, and that talks about God. When Jesus Christ, you know, was educating his disciple and those who were, you know, following him, ye shall know the truth. He's talking about a personality called God there. Without knowing the truth, what individual is going to do will be according to the prescription of the flesh. And there is no way you can build intimacy without truth. Your life has to be a reflection of that truth. And that was what God was trying to achieve in the Garden of Eden, to educate man about his personality, to educate man about his person, to educate man, to make man understand that this is me. The reason why Satan was cast out of heaven is because he does not abide in the truth. That truth, it was a problem for him, because he's the father of all liars. is the opposite of the truth. So if you want to walk with God and you don't embrace truth, what you are going to be doing will be according to the prescription of the flesh. So that was what, you know, Christ came to do, to reintroduce us to the truth, which is God, which is part the personality of God, the person of God. When the people attacked Jesus in the temple and they said, "We are Abraham's children, we are not born of fornication, we are this, we are that, we are a true son of God." If you know God, you will do his works. And if you claim you are children of Abraham, you will do the works of Abraham. So, a closer walk with God requires knowing him, embracing the truth. If you know the truth, the truth will set you free. It is going to liberate you. It's going to deliver you from the bondage of corruption, which is sin. Don't forget that Nicodemus went to Jesus by night to inquire about the truth. That's what all the sneaking of Nicodemus to Jesus, where Jesus was staying then was to make sure that he understand that truth. In the book of John chapter 18, 37 to 38, even Pilate asked, what exactly is the truth? That is the best way to understand who God is. Starting with the truth. When Jesus Christ told the woman, "You don't know what you are worshiping." You see, we know what we worship. We know what we worship. So when Pilate was asking Jesus, "What exactly is the truth?" You know, he wanted an indication of that truth. But there is no other indication than the personality what Christ demonstrated. If you see anyone that is walking in the opposite direction of the teachings and the gospel of Jesus Christ, that person doesn't have the knowledge of the truth. If you see any church or anyone doing the opposite of what Jesus Christ presented, that person doesn't even know what intimacy is. He doesn't know what intimacy is. Paul the Apostle, on his way to Damascus, in the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 9, Acts chapter 9, verse 9 to 16 or so. On his way to Damascus, Jesus Christ told him that it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. That word pricks there, that word pricks is the truth. The truth that has been established. You come, you want to scatter everything. It's not possible for you to kick against the pricks. It's not possible. Those who are in the northern part of Nigeria, or those who are in the nomadic kind of culture, where they rear animals and all that, I've experienced that when a little boy will have a herd of sheep or cow. And then you'll be directing them and all that. They do have a rod. There's a particular rod that they use to mobilize and to make sure that they give a direction to the animals, to tell them, okay, don't go here. Any animal that wants to kick against that particular rod, because that rod, that's the only thing that can correct, that's the only truth that can correct someone. So any man that wants to hear against that rod will have himself to be blamed, because that's the truth. That's the truth. That truth is capable of correcting. It's capable of correcting you. It will set you straight. You can decide to go against it, though. But that's the only thing that can, no other thing can correct you. So when Jesus Christ told, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks is the truth personified. So a lot of people, they found themselves in their journey of life, they found themselves looking for the truth in the wrong, in all the wrong places. You see someone, because of a delayed promotion, decide to, visit a shrine, and because he wants to, move up the ladder to the position of a manager, or to the position of a director, or a CEO, or a vice president of the company, and then he tries to say, ah, we must do it, and then ended up in the shrine. Some people, because of delayed conception, they decide to go after witchcraft and then trying to find out what that is erring against the truth. Erring against the truth. Some, because of lack of job, they decide to join bad association. They became, fraudsters and doing illegal things in order to get money from people illegally, and then they ended up in bad association. Ye shall know the truth. That truth is the one that can set you free. So someone who has built a relationship with God, an intimacy with God, can go to God and ask God a question. Even when the timing is not right, maybe you're seeking for a life partner, or you are looking for a job, or you seek a promotion, or you are trusting God for a house, or this, you can easily walk to God and ask God some questions. And God is faithful. He will provide you an answer. It will not be in your own terms. You've heard testimony of people who are looking for a child, and then at the end of the day, they discover that they will even tell you that God gave me a promise that I will have a child. It could take them 10 years. They are not trying to do anything otherwise. They are not trying to run after an herbalist to give them a child, or go to a shrine, or go. No, it's that truth, they held on to that truth. And that is the truth that is responsible for positive things in the lives of people. Not the first thing, so, because there are people that got by through a false means. They got their wealth through a false means, through a negative way. They got their child through a negative way. But everybody is happy with them. Ah, this, no, that true. So don't let us be too quick to just rejoice with people. No. There are people who have gone to all the wrong places because they are looking for the truth. So why not go after the person that created you? If truly you want to experience an intimacy with God. Some, because of signs and wonders, and they've been in ministry for 5 years, for 3 years, they are not growing, they decide to enter another. Why don't you go after God? If you have a calling, just go after Him that called you. You can even have a passion for souls, but without a direction, you will be frustrated. So, what has God told you in your walk with Him? That is the question. Now, what has God told you in your walk with Him? I've been serving God for 5 years. I've been serving God for 3 years. I've been serving God all my life, over a decade now. I've been the choir leader. I've been the. That's not what did God tell you? If God has not told you, go back and ask Him. You need to go back and ask God, what is the next thing now? And he's faithful. It will not answer you it's not, you may not hear voice. In fact, you may not have dreams, because our God is a God of signs. He speaks to us in different ways. So if you have not discovered the way God speaks to you, you need to start embracing the word of God, the truth. You need to start and, you know, start exercising yourself in the spirit to build intimacy with him. That's the only way. That is the only way. The truth is revealed in God's own Son, the person of Jesus Christ. When you see, nobody needs to tell you. When you see Jesus, you will know that this one is, and that was the reason why the Pharisees, it was war. They declared war against him, because he is exactly an image of God. He was exactly the opposite of who the Pharisees are. He was exactly the opposite. There's no way. When you see him, you know, this one is the Son of God. You remember John the Baptist, when he wanted to baptize Jesus? And he said, when he saw him, he knew. There is a knowing when you see this one is the Son of God. Because Jesus Christ never sinned. So he is an image of the truth, which is God. The truth is the word of God. If you want to know the truth, don't look for truth. Truth is not lost. Truth is here, the word of God. This Bible that we are reading, that is where you will find the truth. If you travel around the world, you cannot see the truth except in the word of God. That's the only place you can find the truth. Any other places, forget it. Someone say, there is one Baba there. Yeah, he knows the way. Forget it though. You are missing. This is the truth. The Bible is the truth. The word of God. When you read it, you have a full knowledge of God. And when you continue that way, God will begin to build intimacy with you. He will reveal himself to you. Then you don't discover, so it's God. That is talking to me. That is when you will start experiencing his person. So the truth is a personality. The word that is contained in Jesus, the image of God is Jesus Christ personified. And that is supposed to be the foundation of all the sons of God. All sons of God. Anybody that you see, you say, I'm a child of God, and you see something that is an opposite of who Jesus is, an opposite of who God is. If somebody says he's a child of God, and the person is still fornicating, sleeping around with girls, that one is, or you see a girl sleeping around with, that one is, or you see somebody lying, and you, this one, they don't need to illustrate, this one is a lie. You will know that this one is an opposite of what? So, it's an opposite of the truth. So, what we're trying to say today is that if you want to experience a closer walk with God, you need to accept the person of Jesus. Because when you accept the person of Jesus, that is the only way God can reveal himself to you. A lot of us will say, I've been following Jesus, but there's no change in my life. Let's sit you down and give you a report of your life in the last 5 years. And we will now bring the Bible and then do a comparison of the life you live and then be able to examine. God is a faithful God from now till eternity. There's no ending to it. There is no ending to it. So what it demands of us is intimacy. And in order for us to build intimacy with God, we need to accept the person of Jesus Christ. And that's the only personality that can bring you closer to God, that is a bridge. Is like a linking, is like the one that links you to God. Because by nature, when Adam sinned, all of us have sinned. So right now, the person of Jesus Christ came into the world to die for our sins. So by that, through his redemption, we can now approach God through his person. That's the only way. If you don't go through Jesus Christ, you are flying the fence. That means you are doing the wrong thing. I pray that God will open our eyes to see things the way he wants us to see it. There is no other way than the person of Jesus. No other way. You can't walk with God without going through Jesus. So if you have not experienced Jesus, if you have not accepted Jesus, this is the right time to do so. Today is the day of salvation. Just make up your mind. All this trying to cut corners, trying to, you know, betray someone to get to the top, trying to, you know, you don't need distress. You don't need distress. I want to know, is it the only one in the company? No, I have to falsify this so that they will demote him. Then I can climb. You don't need that. If you know God, you will not be looking for the easier way to, you know. Some people cannot wait on God. That's the reason why they go the opposite way. And then they go the way of the shrine. They, you know, go through witchcraft. They visit, they speak to demons. They do all sorts of things in order to get recognition, in order to be known, in order to... If you know the war that your enemy is fighting, is for you to not know the truth. That's the war right from the beginning. The war that Satan declared on the human seed is the war not to know the truth. Because you know, if you know the truth, is in trouble. Because that truth, you begin to build capacity in the truth. You begin to believe God for who he is. So that's exactly that's the agenda of Satan. To make sure that the human seed is corrupted. When the human seed is corrupted, his relationship with God, with his maker, is broken. And that's where he's happy. And he has his own strength in that area. So all the deception and, you know, lying, those are things that will corrupt you. Those are the things that the enemy... If you know where Satan is forging weapon... You will embrace God the more. It's even easier to fellowship with God than to fellowship with the devil. Very easy. Somebody wants to become the local government chairman, and then the person was told to sit on a Malta for 21 days without eating and without standing up. Oh my God, the devil is wicked. Let me spare you the rest of the details. Because somebody wants to become. It's easier to embrace God, to embrace the truth. To wake up and pray to God, oh God, I thank you for today. You know, to worship God, to build intimacy, than to dine with Satan. It's very easier to walk with the Spirit of God. When you begin to build intimacy with God, it will be the one to to direct your path. It will be the one to say, today, don't go to this place. Today, maybe you should just do it this way. Today, you receive direction, that a knowledge that nobody, you were not taught, even in Bible school anyway, you were not taught. It's easier. I pray that God will help us to embrace his truth in Jesus' name. We're going to close our eyes as we pray together. Let's close our eyes as we pray together. As the Lord God Almighty is speaking to our hearts, is speaking to our spirits right now, let us pray that God, wheresoever you are finding challenges, whatsoever is hindering you from building intimacy with God, begin to tell God to help you to pull those things away. Whatsoever is hindering you, maybe you are struggling, there's a sin that has overwhelmed you, and you need to come to Jesus today. You need to ask him for forgiveness. And that's the only personality that can save you, that can deliver you from the bondage of corruption, from the bondage of sin. I want you to open your mouth and pray that God, deliver me from the bondage of sin. Deliver me from the bondage of corruption.